Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ohio State, Notre Dame, it's a big one. Who will win on Monday night? Will Ohio State? Will Ryan Day, this is really about Ryan, will Ryan Day get the national championship that will buy him love and unconditional, mostly, respect and love from Ohio State fans? To talk about all that and more, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the Ohio State football beat writer at the Columbus Dispatch. Joey Kaufman joins us now. Joey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. I'm sure the entire city of Columbus is buzzing about the national championship game here. We've seen a few different iterations of this Ohio State team, the team that showed up against Michigan, the team that showed up against Oregon and Tennessee, then the team that showed up against Texas. Which Ohio State team do you think is going to show up on Monday night?
I think the way they've been playing in this playoff suggest that this stretch is going to continue. I think they really are clicking on all cylinders. They have all the momentum, but you're right. They've shown in this roller coaster of a season to be able to play at the highest of highs, and they have had the lowest of lows against Michigan. And I'm sure Notre Dame is just taken out of the way that game went and the way that Michigan was able to drag them into a fist fight in a sort of a mess of a game, and would like to do as much, because Notre Dame is in a lot of ways built pretty similarly.
If this season ends with a title, how will that rank with Will Howard in Ohio State history for single seasons by a quarterback?
It would be up there, but I think it's interesting because you look at Will Howard and you look at some of the great Ohio State quarterbacks that Ryan Day has had with C.J. Stroud and Justin Fields, and neither of them have the hardware. But Will Howard would, I think, get a lot of credit for ultimately pushing Ohio State over the finish line, even though he wouldn't have the type of resume that those other guys did, like Haskins and Fields and Stroud ultimately made it to New York as a Heisman finalist. So it would be up there. Just depends on, I guess, what you ultimately value from your quarterback.
Joey, Texas used bracket coverage on Jeremiah Smith. They handled him a lot differently than most teams have in terms of just kind of the attention they paid to him. Do you expect more of the same from Notre Dame?
I think matchup is one of the more fascinating of this game because Texas ran the two high safeties. They typically had one of those safeties floating to Jeremiah Smith's side of the field, played really deep, was very committed to taking him away. Notre Dame runs a very heavily man-covered scheme, and so that would suggest that Jeremiah Smith is going to have some isolated looks, unless at this point in the season Notre Dame is able to introduce some new stuff and lean on some zone and incorporate some different stuff. And they have a sharp defensive coordinator in Al Golden, but that's going to be the trick for Notre Dame. Can you use what you've used on defense to get you up to this point, or do you need to sort of lean on some different stuff to take away Jeremiah Smith? Because the team in the playoff who used man coverage against him, like Oregon and Tennessee, were burned for some big plays, and for Texas to hold them to one catch for 3 yards, I think is a testament to that defense.
How does Notre Dame beat Ohio State?
I think it slows the game down. It tries to bait Ohio State into playing more of a slog. I think it takes away the run. It forces Ohio State into some third and long situations. And I think maybe you see some turnovers from Will Howard. And this is a Notre Dame defense that leads the country in takeaways. They have 32 on the year between the interceptions and the fumbles recovered, and can score with their defense. And at times in big games, Will Howard has made some mistakes. You think back to the Penn State game where Ohio State's first drive goes for a pick six. He fumbled on another dive toward the end zone against Penn State. So there have been moments in these big games where he has had some lapses. And if Notre Dame could capitalize on those and turn them into some points, even better for them. Now, I think that is the formula in which they win this game. If it's sort of slowed down, played at the line of scrimmage, and ultimately their defense and special teams capitalizes.
Joey Kaufman, Ohio State football beat writer at the Columbus Dispatch on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So Jim Tressel has spoken to Notre Dame previously as Marcus Freeman's one of his pupils. There's a lot of good love there. Do we know if Tress will have that in him? Will he be talking to Notre Dame ahead of this game? Will he be talking to Ohio State? Will he be sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah, he's been around Ohio State this season too. It's interesting because I've seen him wearing at several points. He has a vest where he's got the Youngstown State logo on one side and the Ohio State logo. I don't know if he'd have it in the word blue, but I'm sure part of him has to wish Marcus Freeman well, because his teams in a lot of ways are very reminiscent of Tressel's teams at Ohio State, where they're just so complete in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. And they lead the nation in blocked field goals this year. So they really, I think, across the board play so well and discipline and do not beat themselves. So they have some hallmarks of a Tressel team, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is interesting because Tressel has done so much for Notre Dame. And then I heard Urban Meyer about 24, 48 hours ago just waxing poetic about how great he thinks Marcus Freeman is. I mean, he just would not stop talking about the great job that Marcus Freeman has done. It's weird timing for the two most recent national title head coaches to be talking the way that they're talking.
Yeah, I think he's just I think to a lot of coaches, he's a likable person, runs a good program. They're well coached, I think, is just sort of a situation. And he is a former Ohio State player, so I think he just commands a certain level of respect.
Joey, it seems like Lou Holtz wants a little bit more of that smoke. Mm-hmm. Lou's using his social media there, saying he's going to be in the house on this one. He's not running from a fight here. The way it worked last time, Lou said some things. Ohio State beats Notre Dame. Ryan Day talks some smack afterwards. If Ohio State wins, are we going to hear Ryan Day bleep talk an 88-year-old man again?
It would certainly supply everyone tremendous content if he does. And Lou has certainly provided no shortage of bolts and board material this week. I sense that if Ohio State is to prevail Monday night, that there would just be, I think, probably just more euphoria in the moment of actually winning a title and being at the pinnacle of the sport, that Lou Holtz's comments might end up being small potatoes, maybe in a way they weren't when it's just a regular season game in September. So that would be probably my feeling. But also, if you win a national title, you're at the top of the sport. You're probably going to be strutting and feeling yourself, and they may talk their talk as well.
Joey, would you crap talk an old man?
Well, Lou can talk with the best of us. So
I think it's like, a valid question. Like, I just want to see.
What?
If it's Lou, sure. Like, I mean, he's on his own. He's tweeting.
You crap talk Lou Holtz?
Well, he seems to bring it. It seems all in good fun.
Yeah. Listen, Joey, I don't know Adam.
JP, you wouldn't? If Lou Holtz stepped out of line with you, he's clearly he's still somewhat there, mostly there, whatever. He's still there enough that you can fire back and say, simmer down, old man.
At a certain age, I say, you know what? I'm just going to let this one roll off. Maybe 81, maybe 80, somewhere around there.
I think that's ageist.
I think when you enter 80s, no. If anything, I think that's equal ageist. Opportunity. But Joey, once you hit 80, I can't be crap talking you. That doesn't work out for me.
Yeah, that's probably fair, but
don't ride the fence. Don't let him bully you into this.
But Joey, who else do you want to crap talk that's 88 years old?
I got a grandpa that's 84.
He thought about it. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. Might be somebody out there.
I guarantee you, if there's an 80-year-old listening, they can call up at 216-474-0092.
They might be better at it.
They would not have felt that alive in decades as when somebody instigated. Oh,
yeah. That's the gift that you're giving them, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Conflict is one of the true pillars of life.
Yeah.
And being able to say, hey, not being treated like an invalid.
He just wants a bottle of Crown Royal. He doesn't want an argument with you.
So do I. Maybe that's what we do. Whoever wins the smack off gets the Crown Royal. Yeah, Lou would win. Lou would fight
crown?
To the death on the
yeah. Yeah, he would.
So with this, with a win, obviously Ryan Day has taken endless amounts of crap from Ohio State fans this year to the point where we got national writers saying he should leave no matter what happens because it's just the Ohio State fans have gone too far. If Ryan does win this, How long does this buy him in the hot seat conversation? Are we talking about we're not having this conversation for at least another 3 years again?
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's right. I think he's done enough in this playoff to remove himself from the hot seat. I think if he actually wins the national title, you buy yourself quite a bit of credibility with fans, and I think it makes people comfortable with the trajectory of the program long term. I think certainly next November people are going to bring up the Michigan game and people will think about it all off season and people will certainly look at that situation as if he has a real problem in that game. But in terms of winning national championships, he would be in that class of a coach, and I think that would be certainly hard to really feel anything other than just, if you're a fan, ecstatic about. And the way they're recruiting and bringing in players through the high school ranks and the portal each year, they're going to be in the running every year for the national title. So I think certainly a win would kind of get the monkey off his back a little bit.
Well, hopefully we get an interesting national championship game no matter what. Joey, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the game and enjoy the free content, because this, whether it's Lou Holtz, whether it's just Notre Dame versus Ohio State, I would imagine the clicks are coming rolling in
and
right
take
now.
Take it easy on those geriatrics out there, Joey.
Don't you dare.
I will use some kid gloves.
They are still people, Joey. It's okay.
What a twist that way. That might be your greatest twist ever.
Because you're 88.
Clearly you want to.
Do you realize how infantilizing people are when you're that age? And like some people like it. Some people are built for it. But some
there's
people,
a respecting of the elders that has to happen here, though, Nick, that you, I feel like is being disregarded.
There's no way to show respect.
There's a respect of, hey, you've lived this long, you've contributed so much to society, so I'm not going to take you to task between a football game.
There is no greater respect to show somebody than to treat them as an equal. All right? I will, as an 88-year-old, I will treat you the way if you were a 38-year-old, and they'll say thank you.
As I curse you up and down.
Yes, exactly. Out of love for you and respect for your many years of service on this planet, the best way I can make you feel vibrant and remind you that you're a human being on this beautiful planet is to mother bleep you if you step out of line.
You don't even believe it at this point, but it's a great spin. It's a good spin on your behalf.
Call up my night mama right now. She's 92. We can find
you guys go toe for toe?
She's problematic. She's problematic at 92. Jesse,
would you let Joey crap talk your nug mama?
I would have to.
No chance.
Yeah, because I want her to feel alive. 216-474-0092. They're still people, man, okay?
Yeah, yeah. That's the spin.
The downside of being this type of favorite in a national championship game on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.